The Raleigh Cigarette Program from Hollywood, starring Red Skelton with Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, and Wonderful Smith. Ladies and gentlemen, here's a trick of the tobacco trade. A simple but conclusive color test used by experts in judging tobacco quality. And it proves beyond question the superiority of Raleigh cigarettes. Compare the open ends of a pack of Raleighs with any other brand. You'll see instantly the tobacco in Raleighs is outstandingly more golden in color. Those golden tobaccos, according to experts, are choicer, more expensive. And for more forceful proof of Raleigh superiority, no less than 31 of these prime tobaccos are blended into Raleigh cigarettes, each contributing its own distinctive seasoning touch. No other cigarette can boast a more careful blend. No other cigarette gives you Raleigh's richness, smoothness, mildness. Raleigh's give you valuable coupons, too, redeemable for over 70 luxury premiums, including United States savings stamps. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the proof is right before your very eyes that it pays in many ways to smoke Raleigh's. Raleigh cigarettes. Orchestra playing Sunny Disposition. Now we bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's newest young comedian, the star of our show, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you tonight, Truman?
Not so good, Red. I've got spring fever.
Yeah, me too. I got that California spring fever.
California spring fever?
Yeah.
What's that?
That's double pneumonia approved by the Los Angeles Chamber of Commerce.
Say, everybody's got spring fever, haven't they?
Yeah, this morning I saw a pedestrian tripping across Sunset Boulevard with a rose in his teeth.
A rose in his teeth?
Yeah. Later he tried the same thing on Vine Street and wound up with a lily in his hand.
Well, sir, the lazy spirit's sure in the air, all right.
Yeah, you ought to see my dog. He's going nuts with a spring fever.
Well, how do you mean, Red?
Well, his back has been itching him for weeks now, and he's too lazy to lean up against the fence and scratch it.
Well, doesn't he do anything about it?
No, he just looks those fleas in the eyes and says, "All right, wise guys, just you wait."
Well, Red, I have a great cure for spring fever. Sulfur and molasses.
Yeah, you know, my mother used to give me sulfur and molasses when I was a kid.
She did, huh?
Yeah, gallons of it. In fact, I was so full of sulfur that every time I walked down the street with my girl, everybody would yell, "Look, here comes the devil and Miss Jones."
I had spring fever once.
Once? You must still have spring fever, Ozzie. You've got a little shaving soap on your face yet.
I have?
Yeah.
Can I reach it with my tongue?
I don't think so.
Oh, well, it'll flake off in time.
Say, Red, have you been to Catalina Island to see the Chicago Cubs?
Yeah, I went over there yesterday. You know? I know. I don't wait, see, because I know what's going on. I went over to Catalina yesterday, and I took Harriet Hilliard with me. You know, ladies got in free to see the game. Uh-huh. And, you know, a lot of people thought we were sisters.
Hello, Red.
Hello, Harriet. You're just in time for an egg. Say, we were just talking about the great American sport.
The great American sport?
Yeah.
What's your system? Do you whistle at them or you just say, "Hi, toots"?
We're talking about baseball.
Well, baseball's a great game. How do you like it, Harriet?
Well, every time I've seen a game, the fans are always yelling, "Kill the umpire!"
I had an uncle who was an umpire once.
He was, Ozzie?
Sure, but he was going to hang anyway.
Say, Red, do umpires get married?
Oh, sure. I know a woman that married an umpire, and every time she'd try to have the last word, he'd send her off to the showers.
Well, spring certainly brought out a lot of bathers to the beach at Catalina.
Yeah.
You sure were popular, Red.
Yeah, there was one kid running up and down the beach yelling, "Has anybody seen Red Skelton?"
Wanted your autograph, huh?
No, he forgot where he'd buried me. So you should have seen me in that swimsuit that Johnny Weissmuller let me wear. Boy, it really brought the Tarzan out in me.
Weissmuller's swimsuit brought out the Tarzan in you?
Yeah, every time somebody splashed that cold water on me, I'd yell, "Oh!"
Weissmuller's a pretty big guy, Red. Wasn't his suit a little large for you?
Yeah, I'll say. Every time I dive in the water, we swim off in different directions. Embraceable You, sung by Harriet Hilliard, and very good, too.
Say, Red, every week we do different things that happen to people. So what's the subject tonight, huh?
Well, you know, it's pretty hard to find things to do on Sunday afternoon, so I'll tell you what. Right after you light up a Raleigh cigarette, let's show different things that people do on Sunday. And first, we start out west. And as we look in on Deadeye, we find it's Sunday evening, and he's just riding up to see his girl, Calamity Jane.
Whoa. Good evening, Mr. Deadeye.
Well, wonderful Smith. How do you like working as a butler? Hmm?
Well, it's better than nothing.
Yeah.
And besides, I got a wife and 17 children to support.
You got a wife and 17 children?
Yes, sir. I... 18.
Well, you sure look good today, wonderful. I like that suit you got.
Thank you. This is my victory suit.
Victory suit?
Yeah, made the last payment yesterday.
Yeah. Say, where's Calamity,
Oh, she ought to have the tires off your buggy any minute now.
Yeah.
Hey, wonderful. Who's down there?
It's Mr. Deadeye.
Okay, I'll be right down.
Well, I gotta go now, and if you want anything, just pull that cord down.
Yeah, what'll happen if I pull that cord?
The ceiling will fall down.
Yeah, what I'm afraid of. Hello, Calamity.
Hello, Deadeye. What's the matter? Ain't you glad to see me?
Yeah, shall I turn out the lights?
Huh?
I say, shall I turn out the lights?
Why? I didn't hear no siren.
Yeah. Well, ain't you gonna kiss me?
Nope, I'm saving my lips for the man I love.
You are?
Yeah.
What is he, a lip collector? Oh, gee, Calamity.
Oh, all right, I'll give you a kiss, did I?
Nope, I reckon I've changed my mind.
You changed your mind? Why?
I'll have to shift my bubble gum to the other side.
Well, go ahead and shift it.
I can't.
Why not?
I got a wad there, too.
I don't think you like me, did I?
Oh, yes, I do.
You never bring me anything like you used to.
Well, I bought you a whole box of cough drops once, didn't I?
Sure. 2 years ago.
Well, they'd have lasted longer if you hadn't have chewed them.
Oh, well, let's go someplace. I'm tired of sitting here.
Yeah, me too.
You know, Deadeye, I think you'd make a fine husband.
Yeah, me too.
You have such a fine vocabulary.
Yeah, me too.
Can't you say anything but me too? I hate people like that.
Yeah, me too. Hey, would you like to go for a ride? I got my horse and buggy outside.
Yeah, I don't mind if I do.
Okay. The horse is tied to the tree. Will you unloosen the knots?
I can't. My nail polish is still wet.
Okay, then I'll do it. I'll use my teeth. Yeah, I got them loose now.
The knots?
No, my teeth. All right, giddy up there. Come on, boy.
You sure got a lot of horses, Deadeye.
Yeah.
I used to have a horse that looked like this one a couple of years ago.
No kidding.
But some horse thief hijacked him.
No kidding.
And if I ever find out who got him, I'll fill him full of lead.
You don't say.
Where did you get this horse?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
Say, Deadeye, why does a horse wobble like that?
He's got the staggers. It's from watching me play those pinball machines. You like my horse, Calamity? He's a racehorse, you know.
You mean to say that nagabone... that bag of bones is a racehorse?
What kind of a horse is a nagabone?
Hey, hey, look down the road, Deadeye. There's a pretty suspicious fellow standing down there.
Yeah, how can you tell? He's wearing a mask.
Hey, you two. Hey, you two, stick him up.
Gee, willikers, Johnny Morgan, the lone bandit.
Gee, he sure is an ugly-looking critter.
Yeah.
Look at them big buck teeth.
Yes, my teeth are pretty big. Look what happens when I close my mouth. You see, every time I bite my necktie in half.
Say, you must be pretty brave to stick people up all by yourself.
Oh, I ain't scared. I've always been lucky.
Yeah?
I got the rabbit's foot.
You got a rabbit's foot? Let me see.
Oh, not now. It's too much trouble getting my shoes back on.
Say, Deadeye.
Yeah.
One of us has got to take the gun away from that guy. Who will be? Me?
No, no. I've never hid behind the skirts of a woman. But there's a first time to everything.
Hey, Sawdaw. You know, I could like a guy like you. A man that fears nothing.
Oh, yes, I do. One man. Deadeye. He's the only man that could make me shake in my boots.
Well, brother, I'm Deadeye.
Well, brother, I'm shaking. Look, give me a break, Deadeye.
Okay, I will. I kind of like you. So I'm going to be fair and square about this. I'll count three, and then we draw. Are you ready? One and two is three. Education's a wonderful thing, ain't it?
Say, Deadeye, I'll take his horse and race you back to town.
All right, you ready? Let's go. Get up there. Hurry up, Calamity. I'm beating you.
Yeah, but look out, Deadeye. There's a steamroller coming right towards you.
A steamroller? Gee willikers.
Look out. You're going to crash. Well, Deadeye, you hit the steamroller, but you won the race and nothing flat.
What do you mean, nothing flat? Look at my horse. Then we have Clem, the boy from the country. He's on his way to spend Sunday afternoon with his favorite girl, Daisy June. on my way to call on Daisy Jones. Daisy, do-do-do-do-do-do. She'll look sweet upon the seat of an elephant built for two. Gee, I sure hope she likes this perfume I got her. Oh, I love the smell of kerosene. Well, here's Daisy June's house. I wonder if her old man's home. Yep, he's home.
Why, hello, Cam.
Well, Daisy. What's the matter?
Gosh, you stretched that out into July and August. Well, Clem, won't you take your thumb out of your mouth and come in?
Okay. Say, Daisy June, look, I brought you a flower.
Why, Clem, and just the kind I like, Pillsbury's.
Here, look, I brought you some perfume, too.
Oh, land sakes, perfume. Yeah. What kind is it, Chanel number 4?
No, Rabbit Hutch number 5.
Oh, Clem, you shouldn't have done it.
Oh, it was nothing. Really, it wasn't. Someday when I get rich, I'll buy you a fur coat. A genuine imitation rabbit.
Say, Clem, I like that sport coat you're wearing. Yeah. Is it new?
No, it's the same old one. I just turned it inside out.
I tried to call you last night, Clem, but you weren't home. Where were you?
I was over at Earl Carroll's getting my sugar ration.
Take me somewhere this afternoon. There's an awful good picture at the Bijou. Eleanor Powell and Red Skelton and Chip Ahoy.
Yeah, I don't like that Red Skelton. He's sort of a mail order Edgar Bergen.
Oh, Clem, honest, we never do anything. You just come over and sit.
Yeah, they applauded like he was here, didn't they? You say we just sit and sit? Why, we do not. That ain't true. The last two times I wiggled my ears like mad.
I'll tell you what. Let's take a hike up into the hills.
Okay. But them mosquitoes eat me up.
Oh, no. We'll take this bottle of citronella oil with us.
Oh, that's no good. The last time I had mosquito bites and you gave me that citronella oil, didn't help. And I drank 3 bottles, too.
You ain't supposed to drink it. You rub it on.
Now she tells me.
Well, come on, let's go.
Okay.
Ain't it a beautiful day?
Yep, the sun's back from Florida early this year.
Hey, Clem, let's do something romantic.
Okay, let's play hide and seek. I'll be it.
Now, don't be a peeping Tom, Clem.
Okay.
Count 10 and slow.
All right. 1, 2, 3.
Let's see, where shall I hide? Oh, there's an old cave. I'll hide in there. Ah! Good heavens, a bear!
9, 10. Here I come, ready or not. Oh, let's see now. Where'd she go? I'll bet she's in that old cave. Yep. Yep, there's footprints. Sure is dark in here. What's the matter, Daisy June? Catching cold? I see you, Daisy June. Gee, your eyes shine just like a big cat. I wish you'd have put on some of that perfume. You smell just like a bear.
Hey, Clem, come out of that cave.
Okay. Uh-oh. Hey, if you're a bear, growl again. That's good enough for me, huh? Well, you let go of me, will you? Yep, here's that fur coat I promised you.
Thank you.
Saving Raleigh cigarette coupons. I suppose you've enough saved up to get some mighty attractive premiums.
I sure have, Truman.
Well, what are you going to get, Red? That fine pitching tackle you've been wanting?
Well, in a way, I'm going to help Uncle Sam tackle some mighty big fish.
What do you mean?
I'm redeeming my Raleigh coupons for United States savings stamps.
That's the stamp of a true American. And ladies and gentlemen, those of you who now smoke Raleigh cigarettes have an extra opportunity to help your country's war effort. You can redeem your valuable Raleigh coupons for United States savings stamps. By so doing, you'll be helping to secure the most precious premium of all, freedom. And those of you who haven't yet tried Raleigh's have newfound smoking pleasure in store for you. You'll enjoy the richness, smoothness, and mildness of Raleigh cigarettes, the golden goodness of their exclusive tobacco blend. And you'll enjoy saving those valuable Raleigh coupons, redeemable for over 70 luxury premiums, including United States savings stamps. Truly, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find that it pays in many ways to smoke Raleigh's. A pack with a coupon on the back, Raleigh Cigarettes.
Getting back now to things that happen on Sunday, we have a lady and her little boy. Sunday morning finds her in the kitchen, busy preparing dinner. So, Harriet, you be my mother, and I'll be a mean old kid, huh?
Junior, where are you?
Here I am, Mummy. That doesn't hear it. Beat with a whirl.
Oh, that's a nice boy.
Uh-oh, war is declared again. Hey, Mummy, where's the puny 97-pound weakling?
What?
I said, where's the puny 97-pound weakling?
Junior, that's no way to talk about your father. By the way, Junior, did you hear your father come home last night?
No, I didn't hear him. I heard the cop that were with him.
Stop making so much noise, Junior. You'll wake up your father.
Is he still asleep, Mom? Boy, that stuff is better than warm milk, Aunt Mom.
Can you say things like that?
Oh, it's easy once you know how.
Something tells me that you're looking for a spanking.
Yeah, and something tells me I don't look have to look very far, do I, Mommy? Mommy?
Yes?
Read me the funny paper, hmm?
I'm busy now.
Oh, Mommy, Dick Tracy's got widow face.
I don't care if he's got a midget head. Go away. Junior, stop pouting. I'll read the funny papers later.
You said that last week, and they ended up at a bath mat in a canary cage.
You shouldn't be so interested in the comics. You ought to read the rest of the paper, too.
Yes,
do you know what's going on in Bataan?
No, I don't know what's going on in Bataan.
You know what's going happening in Corregidor?
No, I don't know what happened in Corregidor. I don't know.
Do you read the school section?
No. Wait till she gets the Superman. Why make a monkey out of her?
Junior?
Yeah?
How come this bottle of Mercurochrome is on the table?
I used it all up.
Did you cut yourself?
No, I've been painting funny faces on the bottom of Pop's feet. Hey, Mommy, I'm hungry. Could I have some ice cream?
Oh, okay. We'll go next door to the store and get a bottle of milk, and I'll make some ice cream.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh,
I'll
boy.
I'll put on my hat.
Okay.
There.
Okay.
Come on.
I ain't gonna walk down the street with you in that hat.
Why? What's wrong with this hat?
I could answer that, but my policy ain't paid up.
Oh, come on, and don't slam the door. Daddy's asleep.
Okay. I bet he awake now.
Now, I told you not to slam that door.
Oh, you hit me. It broke my widow's spine. You broke my widow's spine. You hit me. It broke my widow's spine.
I did not. I did not, Junior. I merely tapped your shoulder blade.
You broke me. Did you cut yourself, Ma?
Oh, here we are. you out the grocery store, Junior. Be a good boy,
okay,
will you?
Okay.
And be careful around the wet red paint. The sign says it's wet.
Yeah, don't you say that, Mommy. I didn't think you could make it out for a minute. I will be good now, Mommy.
Junior, get out of that Cracker Barrel.
It's all right, Mommy. I got my shoes off.
Good.
Yeah.
I want to look around for some canned goods.
Okay.
Now, you go ask the clerk for a bottle of milk.
Okay.
Huh?
Hey, clerk.
What do you want, little boy?
I want a dozen of eggs with holes in them.
Oh, I'm sorry. We don't have eggs with holes in them.
You don't know me very well, do you?
Now, look, son, what do you want?
I want 18 pounds of animal crackers.
Well, 18 pounds of animal crackers.
Yeah.
Well, that's a pretty good order.
Yeah, it is. But there's a catch to it. There's a catch to it. You got to take all the elephants out because I don't like them.
Oh, now that's too bad. Why don't you like elephants?
Well, if you see what they do to my pup, you wouldn't like them either. Here I am, Mommy. Over here.
Did you get that quart of milk, Junior?
No, I didn't.
A quart of milk, did you say? There you are.
Yeah, I will carry it, Mom.
No, I'll carry it.
No, give it to me. I want to carry it.
Look out!
Okay, you can carry it, Mom.
Now, you go play while I pick up the rest of the groceries.
Okay.
And stop squinting, or someone will ship you off to Owens River Valley.
Okay, I don't know. Well, here I am, all alone by me widow self. And boy, that is murder. Look at this nice can of red paint that the painter left. I wonder if I paint myself up red, I would look like an Indian. I always wanted to be an Indian. If I do, I get a whipping. I do this. I would take the paint and paint myself red like an Indian. Boy, oh boy, look at me now. Red like an Indian. Hey, look, Mommy.
Ah! Junior!
Don't yell at me. You scare me, too.
Earth.
What? I'm red like an Indian, though.
I know, and I'm going to give you a good sound thrashing.
Well, wait a minute, Mommy. I ain't red all over.
No, but brother, you're gonna be.
Ozzy Nelson and the orchestra are being led off uptown. Del King has a word about Sir Walter Raleigh.
Pipe smokers, Sir Walter Raleigh will be like a spring tonic to your pipe. Sir Walter Raleigh is smooth and mild and mellow, packed with a rich, new, nut-like flavor. It burns even and cool right down to the bottom of the bowl, never bitter or biting. Sir Walter Raleigh is blended from selected Burleys, carefully cured and aged, precisely crimp cut. And its fragrant aroma is welcome every place. Try the quality pipe tobacco of America tonight, Sir Walter Raleigh. Remember, we'll all be back again next week at the same time. Red Skelton, Ozzy Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, Wonderful Smith, and your announcer, Truman Bradley. Until next week, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and next week, Junior saying bye, Judy.
Golden Air Studio. This program came to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.